Sister Monica, he asked this question. In one of my meditation on Thursday, correct me if I am wrong, whether that is sati or not, I can hear the talk you were giving, and I know that there were brothers and sisters around me, but there was this joy in me. I wasn't thinking. See, the key thing is she wasn't thinking. But I can know. I know means she's aware that it was after the whole thing that I started to recollect, see, through memory. When you're aware, you can recollect through memory. Because there is awareness. Like when you're aware, where you put your handphone and purse, when you put, your awareness is with it, then you can recollect. But if you, based on your normal heedless way, where you put your handphone, where you put your purse, where you put your spec, you always have to go and find and look for it. Where is it already? You were never aware when you do it. That's why you cannot recall. That's why sometimes my wife asks me where my thing is or where her thing is. I observe through mindfulness, awareness, I saw. Then I say, okay, up there, which corner? Sure, that one. Because your awareness can let you recollect. That's why in the teaching, they say, mindfulness, sati, has a lot to do with memory. They go and interpret like that. No? Recollection is, of course, from memory. Understand? You observe, then you store inside there. But this one is all external object, form. When you're aware, you don't perceive. No? You're only aware that this thing is there. No? Sure, I can recall, but I saw it with the awareness. I didn't see it with the mundane perception, the thought. If I perceive it with the thought, I would be lost in thought, preoccupied with that thinking, understand or not? That's why a person who is observant, they are aware one. My wife is very observant. Sometimes a lot of things, normal people cannot see, she can see. So this is what they call, you have some form of awareness. Otherwise, you cannot. You are not observant. But most people are heedless, carried by all the whatever interaction and all those things. And you're hardly aware. Then you're busy up here thinking how to counter, how to answer, how to do whatever so that it can benefit you. And this, the me, the ego, is very, very selfish and doing all these things. And for me or not for me. Then through the knowledge, they also weigh. You know what is weigh or not? Make a decision, choice. That's why all this egoic thinking, there is somebody weighing for me or not for me. Do or don't do. Go or don't go. Understand? They don't know how to, base on Dhamma, see the causes and conditions. If no condition to go, you want to go also, you cannot go on. A lot of things happen. But if there is condition to go, you refuse to go, it keep on coming back. Means you have to go already. The sign keep on coming back. That's why I realize all this. And normally three times the sign, I go already. I will know this person I have to meet or I have to go there. I don't know why initially. But later on when I went there, come back, I understand that I know. Then later on, the sign come, immediately I go. Before I go, I already know already. There, a lot of things will happen already. Meant to be. Condition like that, things will be. So all this is the awareness-based wisdom and understanding that the nature developed and received through its extensive pusata or bodhisattva way cultivation over the, I should say, aeons and aeons. But the one that store all this is the spiritual nature. Understand not? That's why when it come back after 1989, after I connect, all the understanding come back. Then I can understand all this. Otherwise, how can I become what I am? And how can I sit here and teach you all these things? So we continue a bit more. I started to recollect back. I was so joyful. I know that there was Brother Teo talking. And there were people around. But that and then, nothing else. Understand? Then I replied, okay, sadhu, because when you listen attentively, there is no interference from your thought, your memory. Means the opinion, your views, your conditioning, etc. You don't comment inside there. You just listen attentively. Means you let whatever happen, happen. Like I teach my voice and all those things. When she was in the lying down meditation, then there are some movement around saying, and he know these are people, but the awareness can let you know. So all this is what Monica can actually also, I won't say perceive, be aware of. So because of that, that's what choiceless awareness is all about. Where she didn't interfere, understand? She didn't comment. She didn't say, "Ayo, why brother still teach like that? Why so loud? Why these people make?" Then you are not in that silent awareness. Understand? Awareness, whatever you pick up, just that one. That's all. So I told her that's what choiceless awareness is all about. But the moment you perceive or the mind cognize, that's already the mind coming out of sati. But in her case, she is very good because she did not allow it to continue to think. Which means there is awareness, then there is this perception of Brother Teo talking. Aware, perceive, finish. Understand? All the vibration, etc., just go into her heart area. Then if she wants to understand or wants to know, she can understand. That's why later on she recollect, she can recall all those things. But she did not arise any thought to interfere. Which means there is no views, no opinion or conditioning coming out of memory. Just an open mind or a free mind that listen, no right, no wrong. That's how I investigated with the silent mind to find out whether it is the truth or not. That's how you investigate. When I can listen attentively without thought, which means I have very good sati or awareness, then this sati can do Dhamma investigation. You can use it to investigate Dhamma, whether what the Buddha taught you stand up to investigation or not. Like Dhammapada verse 1 and 2. You reflect on it, contemplate, then you recollect through memory. If you act following Dhammapada verse 1, what happened? Do you really suffer? So when you are aware, you are sensitive, you can actually investigate into Dhamma and develop the clear understanding. Okay?